ויהיה ענדת היחס המדלת פעם הניטז בשאל התקן ולירן דמישנה את פלוס ודם הניטז בשאל התקן חיים לחסייס אומר רב יהודה אימסי בזמן שאין שם דם אלא הוא that's the only דם then one is mechuyev to be mechase the dam hanitez. Avo yesham dam sheloyu, this other dam, potami lechase, so it's not necessary to be mechase all the dam, as long as he's mechase the other dam, but it's not here to be mechase the dam hanitez. What is the Gemara? Dam hanitez v'shal ha-sake. Tana Rabbonon v'kisohu Abba Zagayres would be Domoi v'kisohu. This is the drash from Domoi, not from the v'kisohu. Domoi v'kisohu melamed the dam hanitez v'shal ha-sakim chayim lachatez. Oma Rab Yehuda ha-yusay b'zman she'ein sam dam elohu avo yei sam dam Elohu Tata Melechase. If there's other dam, then you put Melechase. Tan Yehuda learns another Baraisa, Vekisohu, Dam Vekisohu, Melamai Shekol Domoi Chayev Lechase. That one is Mechuyet Melechase, all the dam. Mikan Omru, Dam Hanute, the dam that Ritzal, Vishal, Agapayim, Vishal, the Kaisai, Beis HaShutim, Chayim Mechase. It means all down, one is Mechuyah to be Mechase. Omar, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Benetvar Mamurim, Lekisa Dam HaNefes. Avokisa Dam HaNefes, Totem Elechase. It is Mechase, the Dam HaNefes, so then the other dam is no
What the web?
Bafilu miktas domoi. There was no need to be mechas all the dam. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the first baraita that there's a din that dam hamitas and shalasak and there's a hir lechasei. That's the only dam. But if there's other dam and you mechas that dam, it's sufficient. You don't have to be mechas all the dam. That is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sova, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Domoi HaMeyuchet, the Meyuchet Ekedam, which means Dam HaNefesh. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Omer of Yehuda Lekamei Meforesh Taime. What the Tamer of Yehuda is, in the Mice of the Tam is Domoi Vatul HaMitzkos Domoi. Agapayim Koisley Beitashut. And this is the story of the Tanakama of the second Beraisa. The Tanakama of the second Beraisa said clearly, Kisoh Melamed Shekol Domoi Chayv Lechases. All the dam possible, one is Mechuyi to be Mechas, and the Tanomru dam, and this is Shel Agapayim. Agapayim Koisley Beitashut. The Russian Agapayim Kamoi Asfai Hamayim Gedoisa, the bank surrounding the water, so this is the Kaisle Beis HaShlita. Avo Kiso Dam HaNefesh. Now, Rabbi Gamliel says it's Mechasa Dam HaNefesh, so there's no need to be Mechasa the other Dam. Misholosh Machloikis. Rashi says there's a three-way Machloikis. Rabbonon Sobri Kulei Boi Kisa. You have to be Mechasa all the dam. Rabbi Yehuda אפילו דם הנפש לבוי כיסוי אלו מקצותוי. ולקטוני את דם הניטס פוטו מלחסס ואפילו דם הנפש. So we think from this Rashi that the Tvushoi learns that Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda is moide that you need to be mechasa dam ha-nefesh, but mitzosa, don't have to be mechasa all the dam ha-nefesh. Dam potem ilchasa kilu dam ha-nefesh, bilvat you eat from dam ha-cher. So it seems some of the dam ha-nefesh have to be mechasa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, dam ha-nefesh, kulei boi kisuyei, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have to be mechasa all the dam ha-nefesh, Abundance of Dami called Dami Mashme, so it means from Rashi there are three Mahalchim. The Chachomim are the greatest Machmirim and hold you have to be Machasa all the Dam. The second Machma is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says you have to be Machasa all the Dam HaNefesh, Dami Amyukad Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be Machasa Kolomitzis Dam HaNefesh, not the whole Dam HaNefesh. And Rashi says you don't have to be mechasa dam hanitis if you're mechasa chelik of the dam hanefesh. Now others say that you have to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mitzvah dami is sufficient. So pshat is, mitzvah dami means if there was, you have, let's say, a puddle of dam, and there was dam hanitis. So you don't have to be mechasa the dam hanitis, be mechasa this puddle. But to be mechasa a chelik of the puddle, the others say that is no good. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda. First, there's mitzvah doma. Then the mitzvah doma means that there's a body of dam. You should be mechasa. You don't even mechasa the other dam, the dam. I need to say dam. You could be mechasa this, but this is called a kisui. It means others say if you're not mechasa this dam, that's not even called a kisui. That means you have to make a kisui on dam. Others say, look, Kaponim, you should be mechasa this dam. So we have these three sheets. What a sita is this? Rabbanan Sovri Domoi Kol Domoi. Va'af al gaf do omrine bepeiret ze boire de eimasai Rabbi Yehuda lefore. Eimasai Rabbi Yehuda is lefore. We have here three sheets. You see later that the maskonus ha-gemore Rabbanan hol domoi kol domoi. Hamyukah says, mitzvah domei, Shimon Gamliel says, domei hamyukah. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amos has been used to refer it. There is no Rabbonon. Hamyukah is explaining. Amos says, he says, that's what the Chachomim said, you have to be mechasa dam hamyukah. But there was no other dam. Because if there's other dam, there's no need to be mechasa dam hamyukah. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amos says that Rabbi Yehuda is Lepore. There is no two sheeters. Not Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik on the Tanakh Kamet. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Shad the Tanakh Kamet. Tanakh Kamet said, Dam HaNitis is Chayit. And Rabbi Yehuda is explaining, Melamit said, Dam HaNitis is Alasachim Chayit Lachachit. Lachachit, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amos. So Taisha says, Ba'af al-Gav, and the Gemara makes this three sheetahs, Rabbon and Shavid Domi, Kol Domi B'mashman, and Ba'af al-Gav, Zamrini B'peg, Zaboy Radeim, Tait Rav Yudha Lepot, Ein Edavke B'mishnah. Ar Edavke, in the Mishnah, we have Anakame, and Rav Yudha in the Mishnah, so then we say, the Emet, and Rav Yudha in the Mishnah, is Lepot, is Lepot, is Lepot, is Aber der Bereise läuft, man sei ja Bereise, das eine Kante sagt, one thing, der Jude sagt, eine Zeit, der Jude ist heilig an der Tante Zeit. Der Bechor hat vorhin, der Sinn im Bescheid verloren, der Mocken, der Oma, der Jude, der mit nur Seinu, eine Zeit ist Lepor. So what is Zeit to say? So let us just appreciate what Zeit is saying so far. So because we have here a Rabbi Yehuda on the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Dam HaNitis, Chayv L'chassid. Omer Rav Yehuda, Eimetar. So the Tanakhama of Rav Yehuda is Chofa Rav Yehuda, Eimetar. Eimetar of Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah is the Mephorish, the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama doesn't mean to be mechasa all dam. It's a tanakama means that always said dam and meat is yet to be mechasa if there was no other dam. So then you have to be mechasa dam and meat. But that's the aim of Sayyidah. And the Baraita, where the Tanakhama said aim is that you have to be mechasa dam and meat. Rabbi Yehuda says aim is that, but the aim is that of Rabbi Yehuda and the Baraita is lechalik. So we see the Tanakhama is chalik on Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama is you have to be mechasa all dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I wish to disagree. The only the Mechasa Damanitia says there was no other God. So that's why the Gemara says over here, this Lusitis, Rabbanan holds Kol Damai, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mitzvah Damai. That's, yeah. Oimei Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Gewaldet Yecharit. The Hoche, Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. We cast her like Rabbi Yehuda. The Masnitin to Mosayot. That means if we say Amosai that Rabbi Yehuda is Mephorim, so Rabbeinu HaKodesh brought down Rabbi Yehuda that Mephorim to Tanakhama, and that's why Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Saitim. So the Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Saitim to Rabbi Yehuda. That Mitzvah Zoma is sufficient. In the Baraisa, we have a Machlokes to Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakhama, the Zichra Tanya that holds Kodom. That's a Tanya in the Baraita. But Rabbeinu HaKodesh that brought down Amosai and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, so then Amosai and the Mishnah is Mephorish. So the Tanakhama, Rabbeinu HaKodesh only brought down Jesus Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbeinu HaKodesh was chaylik like Rabbi Yehuda, so he passed on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKodesh Tam, the Hoch Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnitin, the Vosei Yehuda. The Avogadah, the Baraita, of course, of Bolachloi, the Baraita, Amosai, the Baraita, Yisraeli, Masnitin, also the Polish. Of course, the Mishnah is the Polish. The Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Reisim, I can use it from the Mishnah. For me, you, this cloud, that the Baraita says in Eirizim, Kamok and Shemar Abidim, is the same way, Amosai, for me, this is not a double Mishnah. Mila Rami Bachoma Masma de Zaboyre, the Mishnah of the Amosai Lachloi Tosha de Mukha. That means the Mishnah is part of it, doesn't start all the time with all it. It can be sometimes Lachloi, Tosha de Mukha, so they have a Chokha that says a Machloi. Vahoka Mukha, even the Baraita Behedi Plidi Rabona. The Baraita Behedi Plidi Rabona. Or Rabbi Yirmi of the Tosha Kama de Gitin, have you laughed like Avogad Dalei Mukhas? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Afilu in a Mishnah, the Amos of Rabbi Yehuda is laughing. Rabbi Sina, the Mishani Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the Ho Rabbona, the Mishnah Mishach of Chale, and there Rabbi Yehuda says Amos I, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Machlech of Chano. V'yeh Sporem, V'garfi, V'beraisa Samaisa, Vikiso Melamed Sedam Hanite, Vishaal Agapayim Chayim Lachase, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Ida, Vikiso Melamed Sakol Tome Chayim Lachase, Litan Omru, Absumi Gamli El Oima, Vishazu Yachalu Shemarai Shemo Lachori, or the Kama Rabbana Sovi Ad Rabbana and Absumi Gamli El Koi. Let us just explain for 1 minute that we had this year that a place was brought down, so we don't appreciate what the other Girsa was. There was a Girsa. Let us look at the second Baraita. In the second Baraita, the Baraita says as follows, Tanya Ida, Vikisol Melamed Shekol Domoy Chayiv Lachate. Now the second Baraita, it says, Shekol domai chayiv lachasei. Mitanom rodam anusis agavan chayiv lachasei. The second baraita, the Rabbanan says clearly kol domai. And it's kol domai. It's to be mechase dam anusis. The Rabbanan of the second baraita says clearly kol domai. So, Taisus had a girsa, which was not our girsa, but that is what he wrote the first baraita also. So, the Rabbanan is Kisama, which is so, that you have to be mechasa kol doma. You have to be mechasa kol doma. And the melam makes the dama nitu shal tikech atak mechasa. It said kol doma in the ratio. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ei Mosai." Hakokach Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakama, but the Tanakama says called Domai, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ei Mosai." So this is clearly a machlok. So the Meila told the Meila Tam Kadosh is chaylik. Good, the Baraita is a machlok, and the Mishnah there's no machlok. But as you said, we don't have a cloud called Doma in the first Baraita. The first Baraita is a part of Baraita. The Lamech and Dama Mishas Vishal Esat and Chayv Lachasri. Am Rav Yudha and Mishai Bizman Shain Sham Dama Lohu. So the Baraita only said, you chay through Mechas and Dama Mishas. And Rav Yudha said, hey Mishai, that's the only time. So then if the Tavakama didn't say Kol Doma, he said, you're trying to rechat with Damanitis. So Damanitis is, when, if that's the only Dach. So then it comes out that the first Baraita Bechlaud is no Machloikis, the Tanik Tama and Rabbi Yehuda. I can say the Amos and Rabbi Yehuda is Mephorish. Either the Gemara brings down the three sheets, that's the Rabbon and the Rashim and Gamliel, the second Baraita. The second Baraita says, L'chaim L'chaz is Kol Doma. The second Baraita is a Rabbonon that says Kol Doma. From the first Baraita, it may well be that Rabbi Yehuda is Amos HaLeforis. That's what you're going to make a point. The Yisroel, the Gansu, the Baraita, the Maisa, the Hito, not yet to be L'chaz to Kol Doma. The Lamech, the Damanitis, the Shal HaGafayim, L'chaim L'chaz. The Hito, the Damanitis. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So that could be being Makovic. When he moved to Makasa Damanitis, and he won Makasa, and the other Dach, and the Edoch, which he saw, the Lama Chakold or Machai Makasis, the Sanomo, Shim Gemila, of his, the Zuya Khalis, the Raisa Bola, or the first Raisa Bola, or the Kamar Rabboni, so we have the Rabbon of Shim Gemila, because this is another Rabbon. The Faith is Weiter, Rabbi Yude, Tova domoi va'afilu mitzat domoi. So Memele, we hear here a very interesting machloikis, how to learn it, it says domoi. What does domoi mean? Domoi means all the dam? Domoi means afilu mitzat dam. So it seems it's a machloikis of Yudha and the Rabbona. Rabbona says domoi means all the dam, all the dam, and domoi means Rabbi does not necessarily mean all the Dhamma Chala Mitzvah. Like Toysev, the Bepeire Kama, the Bechoire, in the first Bechoire Kim Choire, for a lot of Ma'afuva. Mamish Amat Loikis for that, but Mamish Kim Chaker. The Rabbonin Sovli, Bechoire Afilu Mitzvah for her. There, they're speaking about that a Yid possesses a Mitzvah Bechoire, which means that a Goy has a Shutzah the guy is a shutzis in the bechor. Is there a chiyuv bechora, yes or no? There is a machlokes, the rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. But listen how it works. The rabbanon says bechora, it says I mean to the mitzvah. It says kol bechora, I mean to hold for less than you know to me. So the rabbanon holds from the word bechora, it means mitzvah. Afilu mitzvah belong to the kol is marbe that the whole the kol says no that the whole bechor has to belong to the that is bechor afilu mitzvah bechor see kol avika kula that you only have a bechor if the whole bechor belongs to the Rav Yehuda shava bechor kulei bechor bechor means kulei bechor see kol Vafilu kol dehu bechor. Afilu amikas bechor. You also chayim the bechor. So al koponim, I have here a kol. And what is pshat in this kol is matters how I learn bechor. If bechor means afilu mikas bechor, then kol bechor means the whole bechor has to be known to the yid. And shifas atam lopata. If bechor means kol bechor, but then kol means kol dehu. Kol means kol dehu. I'm not mistaken,
we see a measure of the Kitaites that Kol can mean. Look at the matter.
You need the Domei to tell you that even though it wasn't a Chaya and the Oi, the Oi comes to something else, so Domei Lechalik, so the Bob is needed for a different limbuk. Oi, the Fimash appointed Rabbein Natam Hochit Rabbein. According to the Rabbein Natam said that the Gerta Gold is Shitosa. The vav is similar to a kol. So Mamela Agumah is talking about after the vav, and that Agumah is talking after the kol. And Mamela says, okay, that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds the hacher is chayiv. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mitzvah domei is chayiv. It's kosher. That's like a pshat. It's kosher hukasai hukasai. Domrinim v'pchayres let the chosh loho the Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him that mitzvah b'chayr is potter from chayra. We pass him the whole b'chayr has to belong to the Yid in order to be mechayr. And if the shufras akum is potter, the omar shufras let the chashra of Rabbi Yehuda on the shufras oylet kechom chayr of chayr. And here we say, Rabbi Netam said we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you'll say that the mori, the mori, is equivalent to kol b'chayr, so we have a steering stock where we don't pass like the music, we do pass like the music. Rechein nire she'en ledamais adrosh. That means you can't, there's no generality. That means if dam, I say, is mitzvah, so it does not necessarily mean that prayer has to be mitzvah. You don't compare the droshes. Chazal had a chesbin, here you can darshan mikta, here you can darshan kuloi, and don't compare this word, b'chayr is azoy, and dam is azoy. You can't compare these two things. Elo ma she'ashas medamet. If the shas was medamet, two droshes, so then the shas knew that these are the same. So he, the psula, mikta psula, the medame, the peirik, almon, and the zoyne, the plukta, the mitzvah, kesef, kekol kesef, bahav, in yenecho.
there's a chesed besulim means achulah, there's a mitzvah besulim. There's a chesed kesef, there's achulah mitzvah kesef. So, the Gemara compares these two. That when it's maitu besulero, when it's aru mitzvah, so there, if I dash a mitzvah besulim, it means ki'ilu nish'aru kulam. There it is alumdic, that if there's mitzvah besulim, so that equivalent, like she's a psula. That means that she's still a psula. To ilu nisharu kula. And kesef isha b'tzubota, she nishar miktota, if you still owe a mitzvah of the kesef, yeshwa mezaynes kima nishar kula. That means there it's mamish, this, it's a lumbis, that if you have mitzvah, it's to ilu you have kula. That is the lumbis by psulim. That is the longest by Achir Mezoinet, and the Zachelot of the Kesef Tzubit that he still owes. So there, there's a longest with a translation that if Nishtaya mitzvah ki'ilu Nishtaya kula. And therefore, the Gemara knew how to be Medame one to the other. But in all other cases, there, mitzvah, you have a machloikis to please you, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbonam, if you have a koyin, and if a mitzvah say, if you look at Rabbi Yudim, and say, Rabbi Rabbonam, b'chol nefesh, a koldo nefesh, there are things when I saw Rabbi Neyodam, that hit someone, he died, and he died, he was a chiv, and a koldo nefesh, b'chomesh, v'loi chatsi chomesh, v'chamishe boko, v'loi chamishe chatsi boko, ain't l'damoisam yachad. You can't You can't say that a machlokes by one means a machlokes by the other. Why is the tarot, like fiction, Rav Yudah, Rav Yehuda, the Bechoyres, the Osamdavke, Mashmalei Bechoyr, Kulei Bechoyr, there he holds, not because the word Bechoyr means Kulei, but from his story, the Stam Vahimet, the Kulei di Yisrael, the Vahimet Yisrael, we're speaking about the Vahimet Yisrael, and normally, a behemoth Yisrael, the Bechor belongs to the Yisrael. So not the word means kulay. The Indian is moire that it means kulay. You know, I mean, we should see kol Bechor be Yisrael, mash me kulay be Yisrael, to them it was mitzvah chalitza, Yisrael, she yodhe vimay me Yisrael. And the male is so could be the kasha, the chlal is not shvet. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Bame mechasin, u bame ein mechasin. With what are you mechasin? What is kosher for kisi adam, and what is not kosher? Mechasin bezevel hadak. Zevel hadak means it's a powdery or a thin fertilizer. Bechol hadak, a thin sand, the seed. This is a type of a plaster, the Bechalsis, the Machloikas of Chalsis, Ubelevena, a brick, the Madoika means the Mishtapa of a Kovitz, Shekosta Shah, that means his left, his feet, Sid, Bechalsis, Belevena, Madoika, Shekosta Shah, he ground it into a thin powdery substance. So this is kosher for Kisi Yadav. Avolein Mechasim, Loi bezevel hagat. If the fertilizer is of a thick consistency, loi bechol hagat, loi belevena ubemedoyfa shaloi kasusham, loi yechapa olav etakli. You shouldn't have a kifas domai, so a person might think that it'll go and take the keli and cover it. It's finished. I covered it. No, it has to be a powdery substance that he's making the kisa. Now, another thing, klal omar av shimim gamliel, dovo shemegadol boi mochim, something that mochim can grow in it, mechasin boi. He's giving us guidelines for all these inyonim that were mentioned in the Mishnah, that they're megadol boi mochim, the things that you can grow in it, and I know this is kosher the kisa. So Rashi says, chalotis. That means the types of a cheres that was ground. Agoyfe shall be chobis. Let us eat aizvit. Chalotis, pevish, pekuntres, pemerube. Levena kisusha. It's a ground brit. Isis says, we have shalemike. Bahochi, choshi, tabayit. Here it says, chalotis, ubelevena shakasusha. The Kant Pirish, here Rashi says, Chavosis, Shvikas Chavosim, but it's a Cheret that was ground up. The Gamalzeh Koshet, the Beraise, the Gmore Koshet Tovayu, it says Chavosis, says right in the Beraise, there's both. There's both. Some are male, so it can be. Right? It's a taste that both shots are wrong. The taste doesn't say a lot of things. So the Teis HaRosh says, Chavosis is a mean Adoma, type of an earth. Not the way Rashi says, it's a different thing altogether. But the Teis is weiter, Kol Tova HaMagadol Tmochim. The Teis says, Lav L'Slugi Yosef, it doesn't want to be chaylik, and the last is Klaladov. He just wants to give us guidelines, what are the, if what you can be mechase, koldov a megadol smoch. Im teima, for charosis ain't megadol smoch. Charosis is not megadol smoch. The mashme, the merube, from the oma, simna, ki charosis, the leka, hano, mino. I mean, the Gemara says that we, as everyone holds us up, we used to make the monim by certain trees, but you should know the Ola, the Tosabano, and the Mela lesson trees, people are going to come in and they're going to take the pay that they won't know if it's Ola, if it's not Ola, so they made some monim. So a tree that the payers were Ola, so they made around the tree chalosses, so you can make chalosses around the tree. So just like chalosses, you can't derive any benefit from it. You can't derive any benefit from this tree also. So bikitza, chalosses is a substance, but no benefit comes out of it. And here it says in our Mishnah chalosses, and here Rav Shimon Gamliel says that something can grow from it. So how does this stem, how does this stem with the Gemara of the Kaim? Ra'ayma Rabbeinu Tam, the Lo'ilo Megadol, it's Megadol Tate, what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. The Lekha Hano Minei Dekoma, either Gemara says in Baba Kama, you can't derive any benefit, Hainu She'ene Meitiyo Kedei Nefil. It means that that means the seed that you put in, you're going to get less than what you put in. So the mice, something can grow. So when it comes to kisa yadam, so it's kosher l'kisa yadam because it's matmiya. It's not a profitable tmicha because very little grows. It grows less than what you put in. So memela, if you want to have a simen, something that you can't derive benefits from it, so l'maisa chalotis is not too much benefit derivative. You it grows less than what you put in. That's a case of one thing. Vein raya min ha-medrish bekoma im chalosisi erei chalosim. Here it says, this medrish seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a raglan atinim. If you want to know how the you should be voided the Kalka Veritas. And you know like this. Im Chavos is he, Peiris Ravosim. So the Peiris are not to go. But upon him, you see from there that Chavos is gross. So Lucheir, I mean, that's like Peiris said in our Mishnah, Lucheir, we have enough in the Medrash. The Peiris said, no, for this Medrash it can't be any value. But come on, Nami, it says in the Medrash, the Tzumnahi, which is a Vaki, Periser Shmeinim, and then the Peiris will be good. The Tzumna Lavas Roymi, the Kamrinim Beileven Kim, the Emptings and Max. So, Chad the Medrash is a Lekein Chavosi, Sechein Tzumna Komet. I mean, that what the Medrash says, he told him Chavosi is in Tzumna, he doesn't mean really Chavosi, he doesn't mean Tzumna. So it means Kein Chavosi, there's a likeness, similarity to Chavos. It's not speaking about Chavos, but it's not higher whatsoever on the Medrash that brings grow from Chavos. So the Magi and the Tesis Harosh brings down the Rishash on this Medrash. The Rishash says, if you look in the Medrash, he says, really there's no problem whatsoever. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them they should look at the rocks in Eretz Yisrael. If the rocks are crumbly like chavosis, that's a raya that the offer is not such a good offer. If the rocks are strong, then the offer, then the offer is good. But Pshad the Medrash says he wasn't, this was the chavosis of Tzumne is not speaking about them alone, that you plant on them, speaking about the offer. This is the Simen on the offer. The Melech Bachlau not Shvair Tais was Kash. Tana Rabbana. The Gemara. Heichi domi chel adat. We hear in the Mishnah chel adat, a thin chel. This is good. Chel adat, we hear it's not good. Comfy. Heichi domi chel adat. Oma rabba baba chone, oma rabbi yechenen. Chol sha'ein ha-yoyte toich lekasusha. The meaning, ha-yoyte, the person makes it because if he can use it the way it is, without making it thinner, so that's called chaladak. So a guideline is, this is a yaita who is making the klicheret, but this is, in this method, it's good enough for him, so that's kosher for people. The iti, the matni lo asaita, others say, which memory was said on the table. Rabbi Baba Chonam had written said it on the table. Where Avol Ein Mechasin, Loi B'Zevel Agav, Loi B'Chel Agav, Eich Yidomi Chel Agav. Oma Rabbi Baba Chonam Bo Yechnen, Kol Shehayoyte Tzori Mechasin Shom. A Yoyte, and before he, if he wants to use this to make a Kele, he has to grind it before, so that's called Chel Adat. Now, we have over here two Lashanas. The first Lashan said that when is it good? If Kol She'en Ayyitzah Tzorech Lekashishay. The Kol She'en Ayyitzah Tzorech Lekashishay, that falls into the category of Chel Adat. The second Lashan said, when is it no good? Kol shahayoyte tzorich lekasusha. May binayu. So the Gemara asks, what is the difference in these two lashonos? It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, ike binayu v'tzorich v'loy tzorich. There's a need, but not such a great need. The mifrich efruchi. You can crumble it with your hands. You don't need something more than that to make it more dark. The mifrech efruchi. Now we see something very interesting. What does Rashi say? Ike beinayu v'tzorich v'loy tzorich. Lelishne Kame, according to the first Lashon, the Omar Ein Tzorich, what is Chol Hadak? Kol Chol Hadak means Kol Shein HaYetzer Tzorich LeKashisai, that the Yetzer doesn't need to be Mekashis. Lelishne Kame, the Omar Ein Tzorich, Kol Chol Hadak, Umuta, Hainami Bechlal Ein Tzorich. So, Mifrech Efruchi is also called Ein Tzorich. V'teiris Cheiladak Olo, and this is called Cheiladak, Umuta, and it's Muta. Lelishne Basra, the Kori Cheiladak, V'osa, Kol Shetzorich L'Toysi Shoi, Hainami Bechlal Tzorich L'Koysi Shoi Hu, So what is Pshat in this Gemara? So Rabbi Kiveger Teichen Tzu Achacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says as follows. That means, if Rabbi Yochanan would have said that Chol Hadak means Ein Yetzer Tzorich L'Kashishoi, Chol Hagas means Hayotzer Tzorich L'Kashishoi. So finished. He's just telling us what Chol Hadak is and what Chol Hagas is. So finished. And there wouldn't be enough kamina between what he said. That's the difference. Chol Hadak is the Yotzer could use it the way it is. Chol Hagas is the Yotzer has to be Kaisish before he wants to make a Kaisish. Lamaise Rabbi Yochanan said kol. Now, so Rabbi Yochanan is being marbe something. So now it matters which Lashon I say. If according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan said, if he would say, Shein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai means, the Yotzer, it's usable the way it is, Ein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai. But he says, kol Shein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai. He wants to be marbe something. That's tamazoi. So then he wants to be marbe something that crumbles with the hand, but it doesn't need a real cliche. So then he's marbe from that koil. If he's saying pshat and chol hadak, so he's saying kol sheina yoitza, so the kol is marbe, that it's tzorich meine tzorich. That means if there's an ein tzorich, that's also called Kol Shein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai. If the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan spoke on the Sefer, so the Sefer says, when is it no good? It's no good when, it's no good Kol Shein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai, and then he was Marbe Kol Shein HaYotzer Tzorich L'Kashisai. That means even though you don't need a Ksisha Gemurah, but you need a ksisha koldu, it's also no good. So the kol is marbe tzorich v'loy tzorich. So it matters where the kol was said. If the kol was said in the tzad hechsher, so we marbe ifrich ifruchi, because it's an ein tzorich also. I don't need a real ksisha. It could be crumble it with his hands. If the kol was said by the psul kisui, that so it's coming to be marbe, even though you don't need a ksisha gemura, but you need a ksisha idayodov, that is no good. Tonu rabonon v'kisohu yochel yechasenu babonim, cover it. So take a stone and cover the dam. Ayich pa'olav esakeli. Amud loyma be'ofo. Ofo, now ofo means it's a type of a kisui that mingles with the dam, and that's how it's covered. Ve'engli ela ofo minayin l'rabois zevel hadak v'chol hadak u'shchikas avonim in ground stones, u'shchikas charosis ne'oires pishton. This is a hairy-like substance that comes on the the fibers of flax, Neures Pishton Dako, on the Soires Shalcharoshim Dako, and this is sawdust, the seed in the type of a plaster, the charosis, Ulevein, others learn that if it's charosis, Ulevein is two different things. One is charosis. Umagoyfe shekosishon, Talmud loyma vekiso. So it says like this. First it says, Veile ala ofo. How do you know all these other things that have the characteristics of ofo that it's also good? It says, vekiso. Vekiso is mal. Yochel shani marbe avzevel hagas. V'chol hagas, v'shchikas kli matchus, u'leveino, u'magoyfe sheloi kosishon, I just cover it, v'kemach, v'subin, u'mulsam, one is a bran flour, one is a the bran alone, tamaloyma be'ofo. So that's I'm a mayifist, this is not similar to ofo. Let us just see Rashi. Na'ires, Rashi says, Shemenarim in a pishtam, this comes all from the flax. Nesaires, Shemegarim, Nagorim, the carpenters, when they, Bimageira, Pugume, with a saw, when they saw wood, so this is the sawdust that falls down. Kaitzin, Sabaitzim, Vihi, Masheres, Nesaires, Tako, Ki, Ofra, thin particles, similar to earth. Tamaloyme, Viki, so, Bifnei Atzmai Nidrash. That is, you don't need Mamishofa, Viki, so, Mida, like, see, Vishofach, Domoi, Ube, Ofra, Yechasen. If it said first, Domoi, then if it would say, Ube, Ofra, Yechasen, it would say, first off, and then you have said that have a mashma off of a light of a rat. Like Siv Kisi, Elo Labasa off, only off. I will ask the Midrash Vikiso, Bampay Navshe. So it's off of Vikiso, and the Elo off of Vikiso is Marbe, Vikiso is Marbe, Vikiso is Marbe, Afilo, it's not off of. Yeah. Now let's just see the top Tosfos. Shchikas kli matches. Here it says that shchikas kli matches is no good. In time, what's wrong with kli matches? When we gadol tzmochimu, this name bepere kol atzlomim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, what do you do with avodizor of matches? Shoychek, you grind it. Vizoyre leruach, and you throw it into the wind, and the wind disperses it. Amru loy, so they said, afhi nasi zevul. What do you mean? So people can have enough from this. It's going to fall on the ground, and it seems it fertilizes the ground, this klimatris, and so fakert, so you're being misaviv that from the avodah zorah, things are going to grow out from it. Not allowed to be nene from avodah zorah. Bishal matres, Irene, it's speaking about a bedezor of matres, the maisi lokro daigo. Yeshloima, so Taisva says, the bifnei atzmai eine megadol tzmochen. Matres cannot alone be megadol tzmochen. So by kisi yadam, need something that is alone capable of megadol tzmochen. Elishemoyel is avil, but it enhances the growth of the kalkir. So over there we're speaking about giving anor from the Avodah Zorah. So even though it's growing from the karka, but the matris enhances the growth of the karka, so you're deriving benefit from it. Rabbeinet, that's one teretz. Rabbeinet, tam teretz, veidei sreifa megadol tzmochen. That means if you first burn the metal and then you grind it, then it's capable of growing tzmochen. Tos meidei sreifa ayri. Samamela and our mission is speaking about a klimatris without sreifa, and they're talking about a klimatris with sreifa.